Okay, our first case of great news for our updates is a case on bond, matter of RAVP that came out in March, kind of the beginning of the pandemic, maybe, that is super bad for asylum seekers. So essentially, this is a Honduran asylum seeker. He entered EWI, he passed his credible fear, he had an LGBT claim, which for Central Americans might be one of the only particular social groups that we can still win on. His sponsor was a friend who was also Honduran. And so in discussing the evidence, it was noted that he had no family ties, no employment history, no community ties, or any record of appearance in the court in US. Yeah, that's because he's an asylum seeker. He just entered, right? No asylum seeker. Well, you might have asylum seekers who have family here, but no asylum seeker who just arrived is going to have employment history, community ties, or appearances in court because they just got here because they're fleeing for their lives. And the board found that those factors cut against granting bond because they indicate he's less likely to appear, which, you know, sounds to me like just a presumption that asylum seekers are a flight risk. And then the board also affirmed the issues that the judge had with the sponsor's qualifications, noting that there was not evidence of the sponsor's own legal status in the U.S., the sponsor's ability to pay, that there wasn't financial information from the sponsor, and that because he was not a family member and was just a friend, that somehow cut against, again, the statement that he was really going to help the respondent appear in court. And so all of this adds up to the holding with the quote that's up on the screen. This is a really disturbing decision for bond for asylum seekers, but I think the takeaway is that whenever possible, you want to try and find a sponsor who has some kind of legal status in the U.S. and have proof of that status. So a copy of a green card, copy of a work permit, some proof of income for the sponsor, or if the sponsor has limited income. We've had some cases where our clients have children who are in ORR custody, and there are community organizations that are working to support families. And so we had a bond case where we had a letter from this organization based out of New York, essentially saying we will provide financial support and support with transportation to and from court. So you really want to, I don't think it's enough anymore to just have a letter that says, you know, Ms. Garcia can live with me and I will make sure she goes to court. Obviously, it's going to depend on the judge, but unfortunately, this decision gives the judges who are inclined to either deny bond or set, you know, a $20,000 bond for a recent asylum seeker, really high. It gives them the justification to do so.
Erica?
Yep.
I think this is one of those cases where we really need to push back on a decision like this. I mean, I understand it gives the immigration judges a lot of authority on bond decisions. But these really don't have a lot to do with the preliminary, I mean, the essential factors of bond, you know, going all the way back to matter of Patel and what the factors should, that should be considered. And I think, you know, I think we should continue to make arguments, especially in light of cases like this, because obviously, I mean, this is one of the most inflammatory decisions I've ever seen, come out. And so I really do encourage, you know, if anybody runs across something like this, the judge is just going to cite the case and say, well, how do you meet the factors, or what are you going to do in response to, you know, matter of RAVP? And again, I think, you know, you build your record, and we're going to have to continue fighting these, but we can't just roll over on cases like this. We have to continue arguing and putting those arguments, you know, on the record, even if it's a bond proceeding.
That's absolutely true, Michelle. And y'all need to go back to Matter of Geta. And there are old cases on Bond that aren't horrible. And go back to those cases. And I think now in Bond cases, we often write briefs, which seems kind of... 5 years ago, I would have said that's ridiculous. And now I think it's important to spell out the factors and let the judge know that you're taking this seriously and that this is, you're not going to go down without a fight. Okay, next slide.